Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host, Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by a Black-owned survival kit website called BlackStarSurvival.com. Everybody should be going to this site right now. They have a lot of survivalist material, like backpacks, stored food, because there's so much uncertainty in the world right now, and at any moment we can find ourselves facing emergency situations ranging from disasters, both natural, man-made, economic turmoil, wars, terrorist attacks, anything. So we gotta stay prepared. And there's a brother who took the steps, and the site is amazing. He has a lot of great, amazing products that you have to check out. They have solar-powered backpacks. I mean, they got the whole thing. Tactical vest, water filters, first aid kits, all that good stuff. So again, go to BlackStarSurvival.com. So we're going to chop up some good game on today's show, family. Letting everybody pile on in the room. We're not going to take no calls. We're just going to spit from the hip and spit from the lip. So what you guys do, family, I need y'all to hold tight. We're going to take another quick commercial break. And don't go nowhere. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. And I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Yo, cupcake season is right around the corner, family, and you need to get your fragrance game all up in order. So you need to check out ashkicking.com. That's a Black-owned business that sells all natural health and beauty products, and it also has fragrance products. You can get beauty products such as body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, unique incense burners, incense sticks, scented candles, and so much more. So again, you need to check out ashkicking, that's K-I-C-K-I-N, .com.
From Charlottesville to the White House, white supremacist elements say there's only one way to maintain white control of America: open conflict. Black Channel Films presents the new documentary, Race War, featuring Judge Joe Brown, Richard Spencer, My Son, and more in the first film that examines all levels of American society to finally ask, is it still just racism, or is it a race war? For ticket information, go to our website, racewarmovie.com. That's racewarmovie.com.
What's up, family? If you're looking to support a Black-owned business, check out acandle.com. Now, Acandl is a Black-owned search engine that focuses on us, and that's spelled A-K-A-N-D-L-E.com. So before you visit any other search engine, visit Acandl, because Acandl.com represents us. So that, again, is Acandl.com, A-K-A-N-D-L-E.com.
Get your hand out of my pocket!
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your man, Mr. X. Get your hand out of my pocket. Letting you know to catch our brand new podcast on SoundCloud.com/GYHOMP. Go to YouTube page right now. Subscribe right now. Listen right now. We on Twitter and we on Facebook and we on Instagram. We got the information. We're combining consciousness with activism. Don't be on the couch yakking at yak. Get out, do some real work. So check us out at Get Your Hand in My Pocket YouTube. I hope to see you there, because it's brand new, it's fast acting, and we on the ground. Trust. Yo, I only got one thing to say to you.
Get your hand out of my pocket!
There's a war going on, and don't get scared now. Peace.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
Get ready, Atlanta and surrounding areas. Get ready, Atlanta and surrounding areas. Kingflex Entertainment proudly presents Mid Slide Live in Concert. Coming to the Center Stage Theater in Atlanta, Saturday, December 22nd, 2018, 7:30 p.m. Is bringing the funk party to Atlanta, performing songs from their critically acclaimed album, Egyptian Musk. Also performing special guest, the APX. Atlanta, don't miss the funk party, concert event of the year. Get your tickets to see Mink Slide live in concert with special guest, the APX, at Ticketmaster.com. For more information, go to MinkSlide.com.
You are now tuning in to the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You're going to hell, Shonda. Because you're a hoe.
Oh, we're back, y'all. We are back. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ready to chop up that good game. Now, y'all heard the commercial. We are doing Mink Slide Concert in Atlanta, December 22nd. Go to MinkSlide.com to get your tickets right now, ladies and gentlemen. We want to see everybody in Atlanta and the surrounding areas, Birmingham, Memphis, drive up from Florida. Everybody come on through. South Carolina, take your horse. Ride your horse to the concert. But it's going to be popping in Atlanta on December 22nd. And we getting the tour popping. We still, you know what? Because we got rehearsals this weekend. We still need a couple of more people to go on tour with us from LA. We've been asking people to get involved. And it's so difficult to get niggas on track. I was asking people, you know, to tag some dancers. And we finally found some dancers, some girl dancers who were cool. But people were tagging motherfuckers. I had to put up a post to say, okay, look, no strippers. I was getting sent dozens of women with their butt cheeks cracked wide open. Then I was getting people sending chunky dancers. There's a lot of chunky motherfuckers calling themselves dancers now. I'm like, okay. Then you have motherfuckers look like they were a little bit too hood, and I'm, you know, with cigarette burns and shit all over their bodies. So it's like, come on, damn. I know we got to do better than that, L.A. So I think we got the dancer situation straight. But what we need, and all my L.A. people, I need y'all to hit me up. No, somebody said check Craigslist. No, that's worse. No, Craigslist is the worst. They are the worst for something like that. It has to be word of mouth. What we need in L.A., we need a DJ to go on the road with us. All my DJs in L.A., hit me up. info@tariqelite.com. We need one more keyboard player. We're going to have about three keyboard players. We got two. We need one more. If you're in LA, keyboard player / music director, hit me up if you're available. And what else we need? I think we need one more female background singer. This thing is going to be huge. So if you're a female background singer in LA, you can sing. We already got a couple. We need one more. Email me. You know, you got all these people like come out here and you're sucking dicks out here to make it, and when somebody gives you an opportunity without having to bust it open, now motherfuckers ain't nowhere to be found. You dig? We talking business. And that's the thing. We got to get into the business mindset, because I've had a couple of people hit me up and we've auditioned people like keyboard players and guitar players. We had a couple of people coming through, guitar players. These niggas couldn't play worth a damn. I'm like, well, damn, the fuck you come up here for? Niggas be on some shit. Well, I just came to meet you, man. I was just so glad to meet you. Fuck all that. Come on, I'm talking business. Y'all want to just meet somebody? Go meet Toni Braxton or some shit somewhere. I'm talking about business. God damn. We got opportunities here. So again, LA, we need one more female background singer. We need a DJ. And we need one more keyboard player. So email me. I know there's motherfuckers out there who got the skills. You dig? And we don't discriminate with any men, women, or whatever. As a matter of fact, we might need some security. I know I got, usually we have people who do security for us on the road. No matter. Look, if, hell, we got some brothers down there in Atlanta who does security for us. I need a couple of husky studs to work security too. It's all inclusive. So if you're a husky stud and you can handle business, we'll take you on tour as security. So I'm all lives matter. Anyway, we're here. We're here ready to chop up some good game. There's a lot of stuff we got to talk about on tonight's show. Yeah, somebody in chat room said, motherfucker auditioned for an autograph. Basically, yeah. Motherfucker come in, can't play worth a damn, and then want me to sign his 1804 DVD. I'm like, this a bitch. Oh, Lord. Okay. So, man, what we got going? There's so much we got to talk about tonight. The other day, there was some white supremacists. The white supremacists are always upset with me on social media. They're always targeting my pages. They're always reporting everything that I do. And, I mean, every time I post something, they report it. They try to get my page taken down. I mean, they got, like, all types of campaigns to get me unverified, to get my page down. And some white supremacists, they did a little campaign where I had my page locked for about 30 seconds because there was some kind of technicality that's deep into the Twitter rule books where if you retweet a person's picture and they're from another country, certain countries or people in certain countries, you can't really retweet their pictures because they can report it as a privacy violation. So it's a real obscure technicality. So they locked my page for like 30 seconds the other day. And all I had to do, they hit me up. I was on Twitter and they were like, hey, we lock your page. You got to delete this. All right, I deleted it. So whenever they lock your page or whenever you change something on your page, the your blue verification badge will go away for a couple of days. So my blue verification badge went away. And I don't like the fact that they even locked my page. I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. My page was locked for like 30 seconds. I didn't like that. But they took my verification just for a day or so. And do you know these white supremacists, they had a mayonnaise party. I mean, they were celebrating that my blue verification check was gone. I mean, there's like dozens of white supremacist websites. They made a whole bunch of videos. I mean, it was a happy day for the white supremacists. They were so happy. That was like a little victory to them. They're so desperate for a victory. That was a little victory for them. That was a major little victory that they got my little blue verification badge taken down because of the constant reporting of all of my tweets. But then it came right back up and it just broke their little hearts. Oh, it broke their little hearts. Oh, poor alt-lice. Oh, then the party stopped. Oh, the little disappointment. Oh, the mayonnaise then got cold. No, come on, white supremacists. Hold on. We got to get the party back started. My verification is back. Come on, let's get the mayonnaise party back started. Come on, y'all. Y'all mad? We're going to have an angry celebration. Come on, let's do some... We're going to do some mayonnaise versions of some black songs. Here we go. Let's get it. Sing it, Alt Lice. There you go. Celebration. Let's get the mayonnaise party going back and going. Come on, let's get it. Here we go. Let's spread the mayonnaise. Celebrate mayonnaise. Come on. We got a celebration. Celebrate mayonnaise. Come on. Shit. That's y'all mad. Come on. Y'all were partying. Don't stop partying now. Don't leave the party so soon. We got extra mayonnaise. With Rice Krispie treats. Shit. My Lord, but I digress. But anyway, man, what else is happening out here? I'm trying to talk. My wife and kids are looking at me in the door. My poor kids are standing out here like, Daddy, let us in. I lock my studio door when I'm doing the show. And they got their lips pressed up against the window. Anyway, what else is happening out here before I get into the crux of what I'm trying to spit? And by the way, the song you're listening to in the background, that is from the Mink Slide album. That song is called Wish for Love. We're going to perform that live. We're going to be rocking out so goddamn hard in Atlanta. Y'all don't understand. We're going to have a funk party in Atlanta. Y'all ain't going to want to miss that. I want. And the tickets are cheap. I deliberately made the tickets very affordable. It's only like $35. So that's like a bag of weed and two honey buns. Everybody can come down. We're going to be rocking the fuck out. But we're talking about the racial goalpost. The racial goalpost is often moved. This is why it's very important for us to be racially aware. It's very important for us to not quickly hop on that coon train. It's very important for us to not start bucking our eyes when the topic of race comes up. Now, I understand, look, in Hollywood, you know, a lot of folks are talking about this whole Kevin Hart and Cat Williams thing. I'm not going to really rehash that because that's been beaten to death in the last couple of weeks. But I saw something, an interview that Tiffany Haddish was doing the other day. It was like, what was it, like a press conference? She just won her award and they were asking her questions. And look, I know a lot of times when it comes to black actors, they start throwing race questions at them. They don't do that to white actors. So I understand that part. I know that can be a little uncomfortable. And I think that is a little funny style that they do it. Whenever there's an award show, they start asking all the black actors about black issues. And I understand the game that the white supremacists play. I'm on both sides of this thing. I understand that they will ask black actors and actresses certain questions so they can probably try to twist their words. So you got to be very meticulous about what you say. I get that. I understand that. You got to be very meticulous about what you say. Even in so-called black representatives of white media, you got to be careful about, because they'll send the black reporter out there to shuck and jive with you and then ask you a trick question and then go give it to his white editor, then they'll flip it. So you got to be careful. I get that. You do have to be careful. But on the same token, you ain't got to buck your damn eyes. You ain't got to start tap dancing if somebody asks you a racial question. I remember when one of those rappers, I think it was Young Thug, and they asked them about Black Lives Matter. I think it was him. And then let me double check. I'm looking this up real quick while I'm talking. Let me double check, because they asked him about black. Okay, I think this is it. This is it right here. Hold on. Listen to this. Hold on. Hold on one second. And he started kind of bucking his eyes a little bit. It got real mumble mouth.
They're doing a special on Mike Brown, the Ferguson situation. What do you think needs to be changed in the way black men are policed in America?
He stuck.
Leave that up with the critics and the laws and all that old shit. We having fun. We iced out. We having money. That's how we doing it.
So you feel like it's not the artist's place to speak on social issues?
No.
All right. See? A lot of times they ask these dudes something and, hey, oh, Lord, that's somebody else. See, y'all better get away from that type of shit. Because, see, when they ask y'all that and they'll send their Negroes to ask y'all stuff like that, they want to see what side of the coon coin you're on. When somebody asks you something like that, motherfucker, you black and you're a victim of white supremacy, so you got to learn how to tailor your answer. Oh, I don't know nothing about that. That's somebody else. That's critic. I got ice. I'm iced out. I'm having fun. Nigga, iced out and having fun ain't going to save you from these fucking white supremacists. Iced out and having fun, that ain't going to help you. I'm out here drinking and smoking. Shit, Bill Cosby was drinking and doing whatever. It's not going to help you. And that brings me to this. Tiffany Haddish, she was at this award event, and they asked her, you know, about race in Hollywood and the diversity. And boy, Tiffany's eyes start bucking. Boy, she starts sounding like she's on a plantation. Listen to this.
Thank you. How happy.
So
opening was great with all the talk of diversity and how it's the most diverse group of nominees ever, but Twitter right now kind of seems to have a backlash about how there have been only white winners tonight and how we still have so far to go and there were so many wonderful actors and writers in all of the different categories that were nominated. Do you have any thoughts of how we kind of get to that next hurdle?
Girl, no, I'm not, I don't know how to do that. I didn't go to college for that. I didn't even go to college, nor do I know how to solve problems like that. If you was asking me how to structure a joke, I could help you with that part, but what you talking about right now, I don't know. All I know is how to do my job. That's somebody else's job. I don't know. Can't answer that one for you. But I won the other night.
So. Right.
Lord. Woo. My goodness. And I like Tiffany, but shit. Oh, Lord. That was... I like Tiffany, but Tiffany and Tiffany's handlers, y'all better let Tiffany know and teach her how to answer some fucking questions, or y'all need to have me come in and teach them. Y'all better school and groom these people on how to speak to the media about racial questions so they ain't up there stammering and bucking their fucking eyes like that. Well, no, she was cool until then. Yeah, I'd like to thank you. Hi, thank you so much. Tiffany, how do you feel about all the white actresses and the diversity? Oh, Lord, I don't know about that now. Lord Jesus, I ain't went to college. I don't know nothing. I ain't go to school. I ain't had no book learning. I don't know nothing like that. I don't know nothing about birthing no babies. Oh, man. Dude, don't get out there. Let me say this. Black people, don't get out there acting all scared and Samboish like that. That's an easy question. There's a lot of different ways you could have went there. When the white woman said, there's a lot of white actors and all these people nominated and, you know, people talk about diversity. Oh, I would have been real slick. I would have been like, oh, that's a good question. I wonder, ma'am, what do some of the white actresses and actors think about that? I would have done that type of shit. You dig? Oh, I would have had a field day with that question. Oh, really? So diversity and white actors and actresses. Oh, that's very interesting. I wonder what people like Meryl Streep think about that, ma'am. I would have flipped it right back on him. What does Ben Stein think about that? I wonder what... I would have flipped it on him. And then acted so innocent. That's how you got to do it. Or you could have answered it in a very vague way. Like, well, look, I'm glad there's diversity. You know, we need diversity. We live in a diverse society, and I think the media should represent society. I mean, goddamn, there's a million ways you could have answered that. That wasn't a hard question. That wasn't a hard question at all. When you get out there and that's scared to be offensive, my God, this dude. Hey, diversity is a good thing. I don't have a problem with that. We had a lot of great white actors out here who deserved it. You had a lot of great black actors who deserved it. And I'm glad to see that the Academy is starting to understand and recognize diversity that is reflective of society. Bam! You gave a cool, non-offensive answer that was real, and you weren't a fucking coon. But when somebody say, what do you think about the diversity? I don't know what that is. I ain't went to college or nothing. I don't. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, my God. Look, I understand that a lot of folks, you had to do a lot to get up there in that position. I know. I know y'all had to do a lot to get there. You don't want to fuck it up. But damn. You better understand the game. You better understand the damn game, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I digress. But what we're talking about today, we're talking about the Cosby case in relations to the Kavanaugh situation, where Kavanaugh, this guy, white male, they're looking at him. He's could possibly be the next Supreme Court judge. Justice or whatever they call him. And my thing about him that everybody's ignoring is that they deliberately sat this woman behind him a couple of weeks ago and had this woman throwing up white supremacist hand signs, okay? That's one of my major concerns about that situation that nobody's really addressing. But I digress. But I want y'all to keep in mind, understand with him, black people, you don't let that out your brain. They deliberately sat a woman behind him who kept throwing up white supremacist hand signs. So they're sending messages. This dude is sending a message. They did that so he can say, hey, look, do this for white supremacy. Do it for white supremacy. Bring me in for white supremacy. Do you understand? That's what that one was about. But as we know, Bill Cosby's been sentenced to jail 10 years. They said he's eligible for parole in 3. I hope they don't harm that man in jail. I hope they do not harm him in jail. But this case, and I've been talking about it, and a lot of media outlets have been catching on. This is why so many white supremacists have been attacking me lately, because I was vehemently speaking out against the non-justice that happened in this case. This case was not about justice whatsoever. If you notice in this case, when you start talking about actual facts, people start trolling. I want y'all to remember, trolling is the white supremacist way of saying they lost intellectually. You can't really defend a lot of stuff intellectually. The white supremacists, their strategy is to browbeat you down and dominate you into agreeing with them and punishing you by delivering or removing any types of resources or tangibles. This is why I said the other day how black people at their job, you can't really speak in favor of Cosby, or you can't speak against the racialized non-justice in this case at your job. You'll end up getting fired. And black people, you know your social media is being monitored by the white supremacist suspects at your job, so you got to go along to get along. So either black folks have to be silent about it for the most part, or you got to come on out bucking your eyes trying to get brownie points, which is what a lot of other black folks are doing. And I've heard people, black and white, and you know, the Negroes are the ones just trying to get brownie points when they say it, but when you start talking about the particulars of the case, and the other day we were hitting people with receipts. See, I don't talk about opinions. I hit people with receipts. And we were showing receipts showing that some of these people were blatantly lying. The media was blatantly lying. We were showing receipts. This is not opinion. And let me tell black folks something. Don't ever be afraid to tell the goddamn truth. Don't sit up here and be a fucking coon because somebody's browbeating you. And now you sitting up here, Lord, Bill Cosby ain't shit. He raped it all them damn women's. Bill Cosby, I kept pointing this out to people. Because, you know, Negroes, they'll get a narrative from white mommy and white daddy and then just run with it. You know, people out here, Bill Cosby deserved that shit. He's a serial rapist. He's a serial rapist. Okay, serial rapist, right? When was he ever convicted or even charged with rape? You understand? Bill Cosby was never, ever charged with rape, nor was he convicted. These are facts. I don't do all that yelling back and forth. I'm bringing facts. He was never charged or convicted of rape. Look at the actual charges. They were just using all of these other technical terms, but saying rape in the media so that your mind will be associated with the word rape and sexual assault. And if you look at the case, this particular case that he got tried or convicted on, it was a complete farce. They violated all types of constitutional statutes. I'm not going along with that. Miss me with all that. He did it, goddammit. Why are you supporting him? Because I'm supporting facts. I don't live by the I'm white and I say so narrative. Like when people tell me Bill Cosby confessed, because there was no evidence in any of these cases. There's zero evidence. None. 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 These are facts. If there's evidence, what's the fact? There's no evidence. Their evidence is, quote, all these women said he did it. All of them can't be lying. You can be lying if the media is putting out a dog whistle that anybody who comes forth with a Bill Cosby lie, you won't be vetted. So yeah, you'll have 6,000 people. If that's how you're doing it, they never vetted any of the people accusing Cosby. None of these people were vetted. And all they did was repeat what was in the media. Literally. When I see people, man, all them people ain't lying. Why wouldn't they? None of these people were vetted. They didn't check and see if anybody's story checked out, because when you looked at many of the people, most of their stories didn't check out. Some of these people were proven to be liars. These are facts. Not only were they proven to be liars, they even got on the stand and admitted that they were lying. Janice Dickinson got on the stand, and when they pointed out, well, you said one thing in your book and you saying something now, you said that nothing happened between you and Cosby. Well, she was like, well, I was lying then, but I ain't lying now. So you got on the stand and admitted that you lied about your relationship with him. You're on the stand admitting that you are lying. I'm looking at facts. These are facts. You understand? And when you point out the racial element, the white supremacists, their go-to, they love saying this, where there were black women who accused him too. Look, these white supremacists don't give a shit about the opinions of a black woman unless it's validated by a white supremacist. The opinions of a black woman, or a black person for that matter, don't mean shit unless it's validated or it can assist white supremacy. They don't give a shit about, and those weren't no real sisters. Those women, those black women they were talking about, most of them don't identify with black. If you look at the background of those women were like Latina and all. None of those women identified as black. I think Beverly Johnson was the only one, and her own manager said she was lying. But then they start parading these women out with the Rachel Dolezal makeover. They were giving them dark makeup and afros and shit. Got them looking like the fucking Pointer Sisters, 70s damn R&B group running around there. Oh, these people like Cuban, Puerto Rican, and you know, they don't identify with no goddamn black American. All of a sudden they black when they want to hide their racism behind them. And also another thing, there was a black woman, since they are talking about how valid the black woman's testimony is, there was a black woman, Marguerite Jackson, who was put on the stand who had nothing to gain. Understand, all these women out here with the big Wakanda afros and the dark makeup, there's money for them. Understand, there's a civil suit. These people are trying to get millions of dollars. This is a finesse. This is a money grab for them. And that's what the media was doing. The media said, hey, look, if you sit up here and just give us any kind of story about Cosby and said he touched you back in the 70s, hell, let's go back to the 60s and 50s and say he touched you. We'll put you on, we'll parade you around, and there's some money to possibly be made. So yeah, they have something to gain. But this sister, Marguerite Jackson, she had nothing to gain. And that was the sister who got on the stand and said, hey, look, Andrea Constant, that woman told me back in the day, she's trying to set a celebrity up so that she can get some money out of him. She was going to frame somebody. So this Andrea Constant told a black woman, told this sister that she was about to start finessing. So do y'all believe that black woman? She ain't got nothing to lose. What the hell she gonna lie for? She ain't got nothing to gain from this. A black woman said that Constant told her she was out here trying to finesse. How come y'all don't believe that black woman who ain't got nothing to gain for telling a lie? She has nothing to gain. You understand? So this case wasn't about facts. This is about racial dominance. And understand, this is what these white supremacists do. This is why they threw the book at Cosby. They have him in a new jail. That judge is going to get a book deal. See, this is why they like to get real big black celebrities to... They wanted to do this with OJ. See, back in the 90s, they had hard-ons for OJ because, you know, those black men who were back in the 70s banging all those white women, not raping, because understand, with the white supremacists, all sex between a black man and a white woman is considered rape, even if it's 100% consensual. That's how they look at it. They look at all sex between black men and white women as rape. They do. And OJ and Bill Cosby, you can see pictures of white women throwing themselves at these dudes. And that has always fucked with these old white supremacists. So now, you know, they become judges and prosecutors. So now they can get their little comeuppance. You know, they become media moguls. These dudes who used to hang out with Bill Cosby back in the day. All these dudes who used to kick it with Bill and they used to, get the women, and they would see all the white women choosing a little harder on Bill. Now they get their little comeuppance. So back when they were trying to get OJ, they were going to make an example out of him because he was banging all them white women in Hollywood. They lost that case because OJ didn't kill nobody. And I've talked about that ad hominem. I've broken that down. Just because they keep saying it over and over again, that doesn't make it a fact. That was the most fair trial because my man, Johnny Cochran, was there to make sure he didn't get railroaded. But OJ didn't kill no goddamn body. So all these white supremacists, they didn't get their little book deals like they wanted. You know, Michael Jordan better watch the fuck out too, by the way. Somebody said that in the chat room. That's real talk. And Oprah too. She better watch out too. They're setting Tiger up. You know, they got to prime you a little bit. They'll come back and get you. And what's up with Tiger with these old homely ass white women? I saw a picture of Tiger Woods with a homely ass Lord of the Rings looking white girl. God damn, nigga, you got $1 zillion and that's the best you can get, my dude. Damn, Tiger. But I digress. But like I said, what they like to do, they like to get these big celebrity cases, especially if it's a black celebrity. You can get a lot of money just punishing black people, period. But if you can punish a black celebrity, a big black name, and get all the white supremacists on code, you become a hero within white supremacist society. Oh, they've been wanting to get Mayweather. But this judge in the Cosby case, I'm telling you now, he's going to get a big book deal. They're going to parade him around about, he's a hero to white supremacists. So mark this date down where I told you his book deal about how he was the man who brought down the big black rapist Cosby. He's going to live in white supremacist infamy. You dig? But with this case, you know, with all the evidence not being there and people talking about Bill Cosby confessed, which he didn't. When you look at the transcript, Bill Cosby did not confess. As a matter of fact, the transcript of the testimony that was unsealed, they asked him very specifically, Bill Cosby, did you ever unknowingly give women drugs without their permission? And he clearly answered no. And we kept reposting that document. And a lot of mainstream media outlets were trying to catch on. And this is why so many white supremacists were upset with me, because see, we were bringing out those facts and we're putting those facts out, and those facts start circulating, then people are kind of forced to acknowledge them. But Bill Cosby clearly said, no, I never gave anybody any drugs unknowingly. So that whole he confessed, that's nothing but the I'm white and I say so narrative. And when I see black folks doing that, nigga, just go ahead and get your shoes off and start picking fucking cotton. So with Cosby, whenever you start talking facts, it's like, hey, don't you believe the women. Believe the women. Oh, those women are telling the truth. All those victims, you're re-victimizing the women. The women, the women, the women, the women, the women. You just believe them no matter what. They said it, so it must be real. That's what we kept hearing with Cosby, right? All those women wouldn't lie. Well, people were saying, well, that was long ago. It doesn't matter if it was long ago. Rape is rape. All sexual assault is all no. Okay. And when people talk about the drugs that they were doing back in the 70s, he drugged those women to have sex. Well, everybody was having sex on drugs back then. He wasn't drugging. Oh, that's a confession. I mean, they were just really running with these narratives. So now the same thing going on with this Kavanaugh guy. Same thing going on with him. Same thing going on with Kavanaugh guy. Very similar. With Kavanaugh, he's been accused of raping women back in high school and college and all this stuff. There's a lot of women said that they were getting gang raped by him and his buddies. And then they pointed out some shit. And I don't know too many of the details, but they were saying something like they had these little terms for threesomes. So with this guy, Kavanaugh, he's had the same charges levied against him from years ago. So now all of a sudden, when it's him getting the same kind of charges, getting women drunk and raping them repeatedly with multiple victims, then all of a sudden, all the white supremacists, they've moved the goalposts now. Now they've moved the goalposts. So now people are talking about all the drinking and him getting women drunk and fucking them. Now they're talking about, well, hell, back in those days, everybody was doing it. So now everybody was doing it? So now it's everybody doing it? And there was a press conference today. It was about 100 white women taking up for dude. There was a press conference with about 100 goddamn white women standing up here supporting dude. Hold on. Listen to this.
My name is Sarah Fagan, and on behalf of the more than half of the 75 women here today and an additional 100 women who've signed letters in support of Brett Kavanaugh, thank you for taking the time to listen to our personal testimonies. I first met...
Okay, I'm not going to play this boring-ass bullshit, but all of a sudden, let's not believe them. Let's not believe women no more. All of a sudden, all the white women then woke up. All the white women then woke up now. I mean, it's a white woman fiesta. Just mayonnaise all over the place. I smell it. But now all of a sudden, we got to stand up for Brett. And some of them took it a step further. Listen to these women here talking about rape and assault. Listen how they're caping. They were caping on CNN. Hold on. Hold on. That's not it. Hold on. Let me find the one where they're caping on CNN. Hold on. This is for Kavanaugh.
A show of hands. How many of you believe Judge Kavanaugh when he says this didn't happen?
All of them raise their hand.
I believe him. Believe him too.
I do believe him.
How can we believe the word of a woman of something that happened 36 years ago when this guy has an impeccable reputation?
Okay. So now, how can we believe somebody from 36 years ago? So now, a person who waited 36 years is unbelievable now, huh? So now we didn't move the goalpost. So now, 36 years, that it's unbelievable. They ain't got no credibility no more. Okay. You see how they moved the goddamn goalpost? Now 36 years is too long? Okay.
There wasn't nobody that has spoken ill will about him. Everyone that speaks about him, this guy's an altar boy, you know, a scout. He's, you know, because one woman made an allegation. Sorry, I don't buy it.
But in the grand scheme of things, my goodness, there was no intercourse. There was maybe a touch. Can we really, 36 years later, she's still stuck on that? Had it happen?
So now, it wasn't really intercourse. It was kind of a touch. People, do you know that's what Bill Cosby didn't have intercourse with Sandra or with Andrea Constant? That was a touch. Bill Cosby didn't didn't rape or penetrate Constant. That was a touch too, and he's in jail for 10 fucking years for a touch. So now a touch ain't bad. If it's the white dude, well, it's only a touch, and it was a touch 36 years ago. So why are we making a big deal out of it? Seriously, it was just a touch. See, black folks, you should know better than to go for this bullshit. Hold on.
Can we really? 36 years later, she's still stuck on that? Had it happen?
I mean, we're talking about a 15-year-old girl, which I respect. You know, I'm a woman. I respect. And we're talking about a 17-year-old boy in high school with testosterone running high. Tell me what boy hasn't done this in high school. Like to know.
So now, Bill Cosby, he's accused of sexual assault. Oh, lock that black motherfucker up for 10 years. The white dude do it. Well, boys will be boys. I mean, come on. It's testosterone. Come on. Boys will be boys. So the thing is, the racial goalpost, they're so blatant and bold at moving the goalpost, they can't even justify it no more. And when you ask people, logically, see, black folks, this is why you don't argue with them. Because, see, them arguing, that's their way out. That's their way of tapping out, of being logical. Calmly ask them, if Bill Cosby is so bad, what's the difference between him and Kavanaugh? And not only Kavanaugh, all these other 200 white men in Hollywood that's been accused of doing the same thing, nobody's in jail except the black guy. So what is the difference? That's when they start trolling. Nobody, none of them can give a logical answer to that because there is no logical answer, black folks. So don't let them start troll baiting. When you start asking a logical question like that, why is Bill Cosby the only person in jail, politician or celebrity, and all these other people have done the same thing or been accused of doing the same thing? All the white dudes are out here chilling, and one of them might even be a Supreme Court justice, and Bill Cosby's in a damn filthy ass jail. Besides race, what else is it? Well, you're a rape apologist. That's trolling, because they can't answer the question, so then they start doing the personal attacks. And don't you be browbeaten into going along, because that's what happens. You go to your job and you can't say nothing. So just don't say nothing. Don't be a coon. These people are waging warfare. That's what warfare is. Because you know what it's really about? Like I said, it's all about punishing these brothers who are having sex with white women. See, this trial has really set another precedent. It's taken us all the way back to the Jim Crow laws, where black men having sex with white women, it's been recriminalized. So I want y'all to understand. So niggas sitting up, oh, that ain't me. Fuck a Bill Cosby. This ain't about no Bill Cosby. This is not about Bill Cosby at all. This is about you. This is not about Bill Cosby whatsoever. Like I said, they treat us as one big nigga. That's how they treat us. And this is what this is about. This is about them setting a precedent so that white women can just circle back. If they go out here and bob on black dicks all through college, they can circle back and say, hey, well, those niggas drugged me. So we'll use the Cosby case as a precedent to lock these niggas up too. And we didn't need evidence for Cosby, so we damn sure don't need evidence for these random niggas who work at Taco Bell. That's what that's about. That's all that's about, family. So y'all sitting up here thinking, oh, this ain't about me, this ain't about me. We're treated as one big nigga. And this is going to be used against all of us. Y'all better understand that part of the game. Because understand, remember, when Dylan Roof went in there and shot up that church, his whole thing was he's tired of black men having sex with white women and raping them. See, that sex with white women equals rape. And remember, up in New York, that white supremacist who used the machete on this random black man and killed him, he's telling prosecutors now, well, he wanted to attack young black men. He just got scared, but he wanted to attack young black men because he didn't like the thought of black men having sex with white women. See, these people are on some genetic survival shit right now. You understand? That's why we got to be on top of our game. We got to be ready. And what we're going to have to start doing, looking at some of these peripheral Negroes or peripheral people of color who's on the sidelines, who comes up off black society, but they pander to white society, who plays the fence, who straddles that fence, people like Amber Rose. Now, Amber Rose, who don't say shit about racial injustice at all, and this woman has a black child. Amber Rose don't say shit about police shootings, Sandra Bland, racial injustice against black people. She don't say shit. I noticed that about her. I look at social media when there's something like a Mike Brown thing, Tamir Rice or something like that. Everybody's talking about it, and you go to Amber Rose's page and her pussy is showing. While we out here talking about racial injustice, her butt cheeks are cracked wide open like, hey, y'all, I'm going to be hosting at a club tonight in Memphis. She goes out of her way to not talk about any kind of racial injustice that happens to black folks. But with this Cosby thing, boy, she had all the smoke. She put a post up, yeah, fuck Bill Cosby. Yeah, he got what he deserved. Fuck up Bill. Oh, she went in. Oh, she woke right on up when it came to shitting on Bill Cosby publicly. So you can have your opinion, that's fine. But when you're quiet about justice when it comes to black folks, but when the black person gets punished for being accused by white people, all of a sudden you jumping up celebrating with Fuck Cosby and other people, comedians, people have called her out. Jess Hilarious was like, bitch, you sound dumb. Shout out to Jess Hilarious, the comedian. Because she was talking about she hoped Bill Cosby die and all this. Old. Yeah, she went. And you know what that was with Amber Rose? That was Amber Rose pandering to the white supremacist females because her little slut walk thing is coming up. So she's sending dog whistles to the white women who helps her fund that thing. So she was showing out for them. That's what that was about. She was showing out for the white women. You dig what I'm saying? I'm going to find that clip of Jess Hilarious talking about Amber Rose. Hold on. This is the clip of Jess Hilarious talking about Amber Rose. And Jess Hilarious, she's on, what's that show with Lil Rel? They got a new show out. I want to get Sinbad on my show to talk to him. I like Sinbad. Sinbad has been in the game for a minute. Y'all holler at Sinbad so we can get him on Ism Radio. But this is Jess Hilarious talking about Amber Rose, who is on Instagram shitting on Bill Cosby and talking. Just she, you can have your opinions against Cosby, but she went, you know, was really showing out.
What type of fucking fucked up individual are you? You wish death on a nigga? Like, all right, that's why he getting jail time, so he can, you know, pay for what the fuck he did. You talking about you hope he die when he get out? Bitch, you're a fucking idiot for that. You are. I understand you standing up for women like you always want to do, but like this so-called moment that you try to have, bitch, you fucked it all up when you wish death on that man after he do 10 years. You sound stupid.
So that was Jess Hilarious with her Baltimore accent. Well, them, I love them Baltimore accents. But let me tell you something about those Amber Rose types. See, the thing is, and y'all niggas out here fucking on Amber Rose, in about 20, 30 years, she's going to be up there hugging up on elderly Gloria Allred too, probably. She's going to be out there crying, talking about all the shit y'all niggas done to her. You understand? While she's out here gobbling on black dick, and remember, she clearly said that she wasn't black. I think somebody said she changed her tune. She's black now. That's what somebody told me. I don't know how true that is, but they said she's claiming black now. But Amber Rose, when the time comes, she's going to turn on all these niggas who's fucking on her. She's going to probably get her an old white man when she gets old. And she's going to be talking about how all y'all niggas abused her. Because every time she does those, she gets into those little slut walk things. She does her speech where she's talking about how some niggas done did her wrong and all this old stuff, and they treated her like a whore and all this shit. And I don't want these old peripheral niggas around no more. These people who are black light but identify with white supremacist society but don't really identify with black, but they come up off us but then pander and show out for white mommy and white daddy. You know, you got to watch these Negroes, these little funny style Negroes. That other chick, Amanda Seals, and y'all know I don't like her. I think she was saying some slick shit about Cosby. She going out of her way to try to show out for the white people who like her corny ass comedy. I think she was going out of her way to talk slick and he's a serial rapist this, serial rapist that. So we know. And she's always saying something slick about black American people. You know, she thinks she's a little more exotic because her family's from Grenada, however you pronounce that shit. So she's one of those real funny style cornball ass Negroes who thinks that she's just a tad bit better than American blacks. You dig? Watch these Negroes, family. And all y'all niggas out here showing out and cooning, understand, cooning ain't working no more. Cooning ain't working no more, and people are going to put you in your place. These white supremacists are letting you know, we'll let you be a coon, but don't get too comfortable, because a lot of these coons get real comfortable, and then they start talking out of place. For example, there's this one coon, a Fox News coon named Kevin Jackson. Now, you know, Fox News, they have their designated buck dancers, but Kevin Johnson, he's one of these black dudes, one of these, quote, black conservatives that Fox News, they whip him out to talk greasy about black folks. they get him and parade him around so he can talk real slick about other black people. He's one of them what about black on black crime type of niggas. He's the bald head dude. Now, this is a clip of him. I want y'all to get familiar with this nigga's ideology. This is Kevin Jackson on Fox News. This is just a random clip. There's dozens of it. If you Google him or look him up, it's like Kevin Jackson talks bad about Colin Kaepernick. He's their Negro that they hide behind. As long as he's talking greasy about other black folks, that's his job. This is it. Hold
party
on.
that booed God or didn't want God at their convention booed white people too. So, hey, maybe white people are God. Look, this is the most idiotic thing I think I've seen in a long time. The fact of the matter is that the meme and the narratives are set around Black Lives Matter should be called Black Lives Matter, because they don't want to talk about the real issues around why black lives haven't mattered. It isn't because of cops. Uh-huh. It isn't because of America. Uh-huh. It's because of the behavior of liberal blacks and the system that has made black people, unfortunately, put in situations where they are disproportionately criminals. And so this idea that you can't come over the top of that and say, don't all lives matter? What, 87% of this country's lives don't matter because black lives do?
So you get what I'm saying. He's that kind of nigga, all right? He's another Paris Denard. You dig, but worse. And, you know, they try to make it seem like these Negroes are intellectual and all this old stuff. So the funny thing with this dude, he got a little too comfortable with the cooning and, you know, with the whole Kavanaugh thing, you know, it's white women accusing him. So Kevin Jackson, he said that the Kavanaugh accusers are a bunch of skanks. And do you know, they fired his black ass. He got a little too comfortable and he didn't know his place. Let me talk to your coons. They fired that nigga from Fox. See, he started caping for daddy too much. You can cape for white mommy, white daddy, as long as you're attacking black people. That nigga was caping for daddy, but he attacked white women. And they were like, oh, no, nigga, we can attack the white women. You don't do that. You can attack black folks all day. We'll let you say all types of vile things about black people. And that's what he does. The minute this nigga say something bad about a white person, especially white women, they can that nigga. Do y'all understand how on code these white supremacists are? Do y'all understand how on code these white supremacists are? They let that nigga go. That nigga career in cooning is dead. We got to give his coon career a eulogy. Oh, Kevin Jackson. Here lies your career in cooning. You were a good coon. You did what Master said, but you stepped into the water and you took a step too deep. You stepped into the water and you stepped on something you were not supposed to step on, and you got swallowed by the whale like Jonah did back in the day. Here lies the career of a coon. He was a good coon. He was a healthy coon. But his cooning went overboard like the River Jordan. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Give it up for the coon spirit and his coon career being laid to rest. Kevin Jackson. What is Kevin Jackson going to do now? What is he going to do for employment now, Kevin? Your coon career is over. See, that's the thing. You only got really one shot. If you fuck up your coon career, you ain't got nowhere to go. So you're going to be wandering out in the night. And you know what that means. Uh-oh, Kevin. Uh-oh, Kevin Jackson. Here we go. Is that Kevin Jackson over there wandering around?
The coons come out at night.
Come on.
The coons come out at night.
Ha, 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 ha.
The coons come out at night.
The coons come out.
The coons come out at night.
These coons gon' come out to after dark. I see Kevin Jackson in the park. He don't mess with women unless they white. That's why the fucking coons come out at night. Because the coons come out at night. Oh, Kevin. Poor Kevin. What is he gonna do with his little coon self? Boy, y'all gonna learn the cooning don't pay. This nigga said they were lying skanks and they immediately fired his ass. Y'all go give some prayer to Kevin. Y'all go to Kevin's Twitter and pray for him. My God, don't come over here, Kevin, in Black Society trying to pull an Omarosa either, nigga. Don't come over here talking about, hey, y'all, he'll blacken it up now. All of a sudden, he's blacking it up now. Kevin, don't come over here trying to pull no Omarosa. Don't come over here with us talking about, oh, man, I was just trying to get some information. I got some recorded tapes that I want to share with the family. No, nigga. No. Don't come over here. Oh, he sounded all corny and suburban on the video. So now he's going to sound real ghetto and hood. He going to come back around us. Hold on. This is Kevin on the phone. Hold on. Kevin, is that you? Hold on.
I'll give you everything. Everything. What the fuck more you want out of me? Huh? What the fuck? You want me to rob the bank just to make you fucking happy, bitch? No.
Oh, Kevin is going to blacken it all up. Hold on. What'd you say, Kevin?
Tell him to take the HIV test. Tell him to take the STD test. Tell him to take the fucking gonorrhea test. Tell him to take all that.
Oh, God. Poor coons. Anyway, I digress. Shout out to my brothers and sisters in South Africa. Shout out to them. You know what? We're going to have people are asking about these Malema shirts. We got some Malema shirts coming. The Malema shirts are coming, family. The Malema shirts are coming because we got to show our support for our brothers globally. We got to get on a global kick out here to support the family globally. So our Malema shirts, our T-shirts are coming probably, hopefully by next week. So I keep people posted on that. But in South Africa, a white supremacist, there was a restaurant in Pretoria, South Africa, and there were some little black kids playing, and a white supremacist took a little black girl from the playground area, took her in a bathroom stall, and raped a little six-year-old black girl. And some of the people beat his ass or whatever. I saw a video of him. The guy's all bloodied and everything. They should have murked his fucking ass. They should have murked him on spot. The fuck? I've seen, look, I'm talking to South Africa. I've seen y'all do worse than niggas who done stole something from you. I've seen them really smash on other black folks. Y'all shouldn't have left that dude standing. Fuck bleeding. He shouldn't have been standing after raping a goddamn six-year-old. Man, please. Anyway, man, I digress. But yeah, my brothers and sisters over there, we stand with you. Y'all got to get them white supremacists up out the paint. Y'all got to get them up out the paint, family. It should not be an 80% black country and they coming in there raping motherfuckers like that. Come on now. We got to understand all these people, they're on code against us. And you got these people. And this is another thing, black folks. Watch these people who try to play the I'm a person of color too, because that's the new scam. Because white supremacy, they initiate white supremacists from other cultures. Because white supremacy is all about privilege and attitude. It ain't about genetics. So don't let nobody fool you talking about, well, I'm not really white. I'm Middle Eastern. I'm not really white. I'm Hispanic. They start talking about their ethnic genetics. That doesn't... Whiteness is about privilege and attitude, and the privilege based on skin color. If your skin color is white enough or light enough, and your attitude is approved upon by the established white supremacists, then you'll be allowed to be in white supremacy society. But you have a lot of these white supremacist initiates out here who will racially antagonize black people while trying to sit on the fence. See, these are, I call these extensions of the Amber Rose people. There was one woman, her name is, what's her name? Shemine Suleiman. I tweeted something earlier about Cosby talking about the racial element of it. So she hopped in my mentions, and she's a verified person. I think she says New York and London, so she's, I don't know if she's based in the UK, but I know she has a Turkish flag on her page, so I think she's Turkish. And I want y'all to see the conversation that went on between me and her. And understand, don't be fooled by these people talking about how they ain't white and how they're supposed to be a person of color. They're playing the fence. These people identify themselves as white. They identify with white. These people are in the white trial by fire. They're being initiated. and their initiation process is based on how antagonistic they are towards black people. And I want to read a tweet that I put and how she responded. And I want y'all to understand how these people are and how you handle them. I said, people are on some, are saying that some of the Kavanaugh rape victims are not credible because they kept coming back to be drugged and raped multiple times. But several Cosby accusers said they kept coming back and getting re-raped. So they were credible. And I put a question mark, which is a very valid question. People are talking about all the Kavanaugh victims. How are they credible? And they kept coming back to get raped. That's exactly what they said about Cosby. Many of those women kept saying that Cosby raped them over and over again. They got drugged, woke up, found out they were raped, and then came back next week and got drugged, woke up, found out they were raped, came back again. Even Andrea Constant, when she said she got raped by Cosby, there's phone records and proof that she kept getting in contact with Cosby, kept trying to get back with him. These are facts. So why is she credible when the accused is a black person and the accused is a white person? They're not credible no more. So she tried to start attacking me. She came out the blue saying, oh, for God's sakes, they weren't seen by many as credible either. There are plenty of Cosby rape apologists just like this tit. I guess she's calling me a tit. I don't know if that's some kind of English word. And that's another thing. They're trying to bait you into a name calling thing. I don't do name calling. I stay with facts. But I'm a tit. This tit refuses to see those women as viable sources. Okay, well, damn, this one, I'm now that I'm reading this, I'm seeing that she just contradicted herself. So she said some certain women weren't credible, but now I'm wrong for refusing to see them as viable sources. So she literally contradicted herself in the same damn tweet. And then she said to me, this was the kicker. And this is a woman who looks white. You know, just one of those women who look white, look like a little bleach blonde hair a little bit. A little honey blonde bleach in her hair. And then she said to me, there are ways to have conversations around race and the law. This is not how. This is what this woman tweeted to me. So I responded, since that's not the way to talk about race. Where did I respond? Where's my thing where I responded? Where's my thing? Hold on, y'all bear with me. I'm trying to find the rest of the thing. I said, okay, ma'am, since, hold on, I don't want to misquote my damn self. Hold on, let me find that thing where I responded, because I want to say exactly what I said to her. And another thing, when she said that to me, a couple of Negroes, it was one Negro with an African last name, some dude from West Africa, and he was defending her, automatically off rip. Girl, he's a Hotep. And then there's some African dude, some African musician who's verified, and then another dude who's verified, another black man who has, and I looked at his profile, he has on feathers and lipstick. So these are the dudes who jumped up to Kate from White Money, okay? But what I said to her, I said, what did I say? Come on, what did I say? I said, okay, I said, Miss Suleiman, since you're telling me there are ways to discuss race, then ma'am, please give me an example where you have helped to punish a white supremacist or to produce racial justice for a black person, since my way of discussing race is wrong. What's the right way? I'm very polite. I'm extremely polite with her. Then she gets into something. Well, I ain't really white. First of all, I'm not white. Second, I'm a race journalist. Second, my credentials are none of your business. For the way to talk about race and law is to rightly assert and attack a system that allows white men to get away with so much, not by positioning Cosby, a rapist, as a victim of his blackness. This is what she said to me. So she immediately said, I didn't say she was white. I just said a person who's not a victim of white supremacy. And I responded. I said, well, I never stated what your race was, so that's a deflection. I never asked you what your employment was. I don't know why she told me what her job was. And I said, ma'am, you jumped in my mentions telling me my way of dealing with race was wrong, and I'm asking you the right way, and you said none of my business. And then she said, well, you said I wasn't a victim of white supremacy, and I was pointing out how stupid that was. Go put your energy into getting white men in prison for rape, too. Time better spent than begrudging the fact that a serial rapist was jailed. And I said, ma'am, are you a victim of systematic white supremacy? How so? Then she said, what kind of absurd question is that? Do you read the news about the treatment of Muslims or nah? And while we're asking invasive questions, now I'm being invasive now. While we're asking invasive questions, what kind of rape victim are you to be commenting so freely on rape laws of any kind? So she's very antagonistic. And I said, ma'am, why are you using personal attacks and insults? I'm simply asking you for clarity about ideologies you randomly volunteered to me. I didn't seek out your page, ma'am, because I don't know you. You came to my timeline telling me I was wrong, so what's right? Then she blocked me. You dig? And I didn't have to throw one insult or anything. She immediately blocked me because I was about to light that ass up. And so she went on and tapped on out. Don't be fooled by these people talking about, well, I'm a Middle Easterner, so we're persecuted too. Middle Easterners come over here and are classified as white, and they take on the white ideology of the white supremacists in many cases. Not all, but too many. When they come over here, they are classified as white, and they know it. Don't let them lie to you. I want black people to understand this. White supremacy is about deception, and all white supremacists from whatever background, they understand the art of lying. And they'll sit up here and lie with a straight fucking face, talking about how much they ain't white, and on their card in the census form is white, 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 white. They are classified as white. Don't let them fool you. And normally they have anti-black attitudes. That's how they get brownie points from other white supremacists. And also, this woman is Turkish. I was about to light her ass up on that front, on that fact. Because they sit up and talk about, I'm a person of color. I'm not white. I'm Middle Eastern. Let me tell you something. In these Muslim countries, the dark Muslims are treated like fucking garbage. These people are dark Caucasians. Don't trip on their ethnic background. These people are considered Caucasian when they get over to Western countries. And I bet not ever hear a so-called Muslim or somebody from Turkey. They're the last ones I want to hear talking about they ain't white. We a person of color. Go watch a Turkish soccer game and watch how those Turkish fans act. Y'all remember when those Turkish soccer fans were throwing bananas at black soccer players? Man, please. There was a Turkish soccer player that got suspended or fined or something for calling another black player a nigger. Oh, when some black folks come around, boy, those Turkish, they know how to get on the white supremacy bandwagon and act just like them. If you want to see how a Turkish or one of them so-called Muslim people of color act, just watch one of their football games. Watch one of their watch one of those Turkish soccer games. And you see what kind of camaraderie we have. They all have that same anti-black racism. So don't let them fool you. Oh, I'm not white. No, you want to be white, and you're a white initiate. You're a white supremacist initiate. You dig? But they view themselves as white. Don't let them fool you with that. They try to play word games with you. And don't you cape for none of them, black folks. You got to let all these people hold their nuts, hold your burrito, hold your falafel. Because I ain't caping for none of these goddamn groups. I have individual friends that I'm cool with, but as far as wheeling niggas out to cape for these groups, no thank you. I'm good. Anyway, man, that's been today's episode of the show. Don't forget, all my LA people, if you're in LA, I do. We're about to go on tour. My group, Mink Slide, we're going on tour. LA people, I need, and you got to be in LA. Please don't hit me up if you live in San Francisco, if you live in Omaha, Nebraska. Don't hit me up if you live in another state or another city. Please don't hit me up. I must respect you, but just don't waste time because I can't do shit. But we need female background singer. We need keyboard player. We need, what else did I say we need? What the fuck else we need? Oh, DJ. We need a DJ. We need a DJ to go on tour with us. If you're in LA, email me info@TariqElite.com. Burbank is fine. That's LA. Burbank is LA. Email me at info@TariqElite.com and be available. Have your schedule open. Don't email me like, hey, man, I'm a DJ. Hey, cool, let's meet up. Well, I'm not in town. Nah, I'll be back in 2 weeks. None of that nigga shit. And that's another thing. Black folks, you got to step your business game up. I'm telling you, other groups, they come over here ready. Black folks got to step it up. I'm seeing patterns. We be slacking off, half-assing. These other people come in ready. I can go get a whole Hispanic band right now. Nigga, if I wanted to right now, the Mink Slide Tour look like a Julio Iglesias fucking concert. They ready. It don't take no time to get a whole bunch of Hispanic cats. Hell, even Middle Eastern cats who's ready. Ready to start rehearsing, ready to start touring, ready. Niggas, I think we got the dancers covered. We got all the dancers covered. But all these other groups, they are ready, man. It don't take nothing for me to catch them. They are ready. I know some Hispanic and Middle Eastern dudes. Let me tell you something. It's a lot of people who played on the Mink Slide album were like Hispanic, Italian. You know, the black folks I got were like OGs, like my man Dane Funk. He's an OG. And he's a professional, but that's rare. And as you listen to the song right now, you hear the song City Lights. That's one of the hits off the album. That's my man Dane Funk playing the bass. That's an Italian dude playing the guitar. You hear that? You dig? That's an Italian dude playing the guitar on this song right here. Because I couldn't find a black guitar player. Niggas just weren't showing up. Okay, we got to be ready, man. We got to stop fucking around. You got people coming over here ready. Ready to get it in. Man, anyway, man, that's been today's episode. Go to minkslide.com to get tickets to join us live in Atlanta. We're going to be in Atlanta doing a big concert. We want everybody to come on through. Go to minkslide.com. The Malema shirts are coming next week. And you guys have a great evening, family.